What are we doing? According to a BBC report, a tourist in Seychelles complained about being woken by birds at dawn. At a Thai resort in a primary forest, guests were so disturbed by frogs croaking at night that staff were asked to go out and round them up. Then there was a guest at a Kenyan tented camp who complained about a hippo brushing against their tent. If this widening disconnect between modern humans and real life doesn't alarm you, consider this. The same report suggested many children at tourism resorts have lost both the appetite and ability to play outdoors or appreciate nature. Nature simply doesn't provide enough stimulation anymore. Apparently, we've become so conditioned to sanitized, air-conditioned environments that traffic, sirens, and screens lull us to sleep, while birdsong and frogs disrupt our circadian rhythms. Now add the explosion of AI-generated fantasy masquerading as reality, and the expectation gap grows even wider. How long before children would rather visit Wakanda to marvel at pterodactyls hunting Homo sapiens and volcanoes erupting every few minutes? This is why real safaris matter. Not staged experiences, not digital fantasy, but authentic encounters with wild Africa. Unpredictable, humbling, sometimes uncomfortable, always unforgettable. Contact my awesome crew for a safari that celebrates and benefits nature and local people. Safari and Gemma, good people.